truly know, down to Brett McMillan.
And Ross Chastain finishing up his stop, another quick stop, a nine-second stop for him. Another one of those guys that stayed out a long time, but a quick stop here.
So again, Kyle Larson, among those guys who pitted, got trapped in the back, then floated back to the front. He is in the lead right now. When will he make his final pit stop? Chastain, who's been running up front, he's made it. Tyler Reddick has made that stop as well. Again, the question remains, when will Kyle Larson come on to pit road?
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand and Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR on WRDN brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway. Doug Rice and Mark Garrow in the booth. Out in the turns, Doug Turnbull, Brad Gilley, and Rob Albright on pit road. It's Brett McMillan, Alan Cavana, and Wendy Venturini. This race has been slowed by 8 caution flags, but the last one came out on lap 55. We have now made it to lap 72, so we got a green flag run going now of our longest of the day, which is 15 laps. For the moment, Kyle Larson leads, and his Hendrick teammate Chase Elliott rides in second.
Larson last pitted at lap 52, Elliott at 51. Corey LaJoie, who's third, last pitted on lap 41. And finally, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. makes a pit stop. He had waited an awful long time to make that stop as he floated his way into the top 10. And so, again, the big question is right now, when does Larson and Elliott pit? Because Blaney's already made his stop, it looks like, and we'll have to see how it goes.
And, Mark, if this plays green for the time being, Chris Buescher will be the leader once again because he pitted on lap 68, and of all the cars that pitted on lap 68, he is in the best position as he's riding 6 right now. If I read that right, everybody else has got to come onto pit road. If it stays green and he doesn't have any problems, he would still be scored the leader again.
He's 18 seconds at this point behind Larson, but 4 seconds ahead of Martin Truex Jr.
So we got to take a break with 37 laps to go, and Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott running 1 and 2.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
36 laps to go here in the Toyota Save Mart 350. Kyle Larson leads by 4.5 seconds over Chase Elliott. The rest of the top 5, Corey LaJoie, Ryan Blaney, and Kaz Grala, they have all got to make at least one more pit stop. The one guy that doesn't have to make it, the highest person that doesn't have to make it, 6th place running, Chris Buescher. From Sonoma, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott remain 1-2 in this race, have yet to make their final pit stop. Couple of heavyweights, Doug. Chase Elliott, 7 road course victories. Larson has 4, so between them, that makes 11.
And the guy that turned the fastest lap last lap, no surprise at all, was A.J. Allmendinger. Ross Chastain's turning some pretty quick laps now. But Mark, if it rotates around in these first 5 pit, Buescher has about a 3-second lead over Martin Truex Jr. I don't know if we'll go the rest of the way without a yellow. We had a lot of them at the start of it, but it seems like that the overall atmosphere has calmed down a bit here.
I would love to get some insight right now into what the crews of Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott are thinking. They're out front. Again, they pitted Larson on the last time on lap 52. Again, we're currently on lap 76. Elliott pitted on lap 51. And so there's no way it appears they can make it with the Sunoco fuel, and we'll have to see exactly what their strategy is because they remain out there on the racetrack. And again, as you talked about, Chris Buescher looking really strong right now the longer this thing goes on.
Chase Briscoe is headed to the garage. Transmission problems for the driver of the number 14 machine, so it's going to be a poor day at the office here for Chase Briscoe. 4 cars are out of the event. Cam Waters, Austin Dillon, Ty Gibbs, and Denny Hamlin barely made it a lap before his car gave up the ghost.
So Chase Briscoe earlier in the day had problems with involving one of these little multi-car melees we had early on, and he is the 5th guy that is going to be able to get dried off, toweled off, and into street clothes earlier than the rest of the guys.
And right now, the field pretty well strung out. We have a little graphic that shows us where there might potentially be a battle. The last lap, it was back around 33rd. So right now, everybody's got their spot picked out. I think it will take another yellow to bunch the field back up. Kyle Larson is leading this race by 5.7 seconds, but he last pitted on lap 52.
Again, would just love to know, again, these guys have worked out strategy. They've worked out their fuel mileage at this point, probably down to the last drop. And Larson remains out front. He has now led 7 laps. This is the first time today he has led. If you just joined us, Tyler Reddick has led the most laps, 35. Joey Logano led the first 16. They opted for pit strategy. Then he got involved in a wreck after the race was restarted. Chris Buescher has led 15 laps. Again, Larson 7 and counting. A.J. Allmendinger has led 3.
Kyle Larson now sliding down through the S's. Let's follow the Valvoline Chevrolet around for a lap or so as he's carved out a nice big lead through turn 9, the big sweeping right-hander that is turn 10. A lot of the drivers say the sketchiest turn on the course. He's down in 11 in front of Rob.
He's kind of teasing each lap. He goes way to the outside of the racetrack. I'm right directly across the entrance to pit road. And he looks like he's going to go down pit road again this lap, but of course he does not. Continues to build on his advantage over teammate Chase Elliott, who rides second. And Corey LaJoy still occupying that third spot, but shortly he could be under some pressure from Ryan Blaney.
So we've completed now 78 laps, 32 to go. We also see Doug Corey LaJoy, who's running third. He last pitted on lap 41. So at some point, he is going to be in dire need of some Sunoco fuel.
Having a good run right now, but even in third, he is 10 seconds behind the race leader, Brad Kelly. Kyle Larson, he may be fool's gold, but he's checked out.
Well, here's the thing for Kyle Larson right now. He has an absolute clean racetrack. There is no one near him in front of him. He's pulling away from Chase Elliott, who's behind him right now. Elliott just now coming through turn number 7. Kyle Larson is almost to the bottom of the S's. He's all by himself and can run fast, clean laps.
And that last lap, Larson was the 2nd quickest car on the racetrack, Chastain the quickest. So, again, Larson, as Brad Gilley talked about, still running some very fast laps despite being very late into this green flag run. He has not pitted yet again, but while he's got the clean racetrack. I guess he's trying to make hay while the sun's shining.
And I would imagine Kyle Larson is pretty deft enough that he's saving fuel wherever he can, Doug Turnbull. The only place you can't save it here is heading up the hill to turn two.
And that's absolutely right. Yeah, and I've seen them get a little bit later to the gas as Kyle Larson exits turn two right now. And they ease back into it there. No need to push it right now. Whether they're trying to save fuel or just make it so they don't have to take as long to fill the car, Brad Gilley, certainly their strategy, even if you have to pit one more time.
One thing Kyle Larson learned over many years here at his home track, after winning three poles in a row back in the Chip Ganassi days, how to manage his race car. He did get a victory here at Sonoma Raceway back when we still ran the carousel. But the one thing he's learned over time, managing the race car, you can see him doing that now while still making good lap time.
Nobody in the back, nobody in the front. Kyle Larson's kind of out there all by his lonesome right now, almost 7 seconds ahead of Chase Elliott and a good 15, 20 seconds up ahead of the guys in the back of the pack. So we'll have to see. Will Larson come on to pit road this time? Answer again is no.
So Kyle Larson out there will check his lead. It's been growing each time by as he comes by start-finish line. That Valvoline red and blue and white machine dashes by us. And let's see what his lead looks like now. He has moved up to 6.8 seconds, the advantage over his teammate, Chase Elliott. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
Chase Elliott's crew chief, Alan Gustafson, came over the radio and said, be thinking about what adjustments you might need on your race car to Chase Elliott. So we know they are just within a few laps of coming down pit road to add fuel again. When Chase Elliott responded back on the radio with Alan's question, do you need anything for your race car? A simple answer from Chase Elliott, no, it's good. Chase Elliott feels good. He's just going to need some fuel.
30 laps to go here at Sonoma. Top five are Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott 7 seconds back. Then it's Corey LaJoie, Ryan Blaney, and Chris Buescher.
Fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Kyle Larson's just given up the lead and made his final pit stop here at Sonoma. A 10.1 second stop, basically cutting in half this final run for him. 81 laps down, 29 to go here at Sonoma.
When Larson came off the pit lane, he came out just behind Michael McDowell, who was running ninth at the time. And so now Kyle Larson, with fresh tires, a full tank of Sunoco fuel, will give chase, and he'll try to chase down some of those guys who have pitted already.
Chase Elliott, one of those guys that still has to pit, and it looks like Chase Elliott will forego pit road this time by and stay out on the circuit. From Sonoma, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with the full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's what we do know, that Chris Buescher, if everybody else has to pit that's ahead of him, will be the race leader. But it's getting a little bit tight, Rob Albright. I know you've been paying attention to this, between Buescher and the guy that's running behind him, Martin Truex Jr.
Now cue the Jaws music, because the guy who has dominated here is coming. He's taking big chunks lap after lap into what should be the lead once everybody makes their stop.
Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Ryan Blaney is on pit road. His car is terrible, he said. A quote from Ryan Blaney himself. It's so loose and has zero grip, but he took four tires and Sunoco fuel here on pit road. We do know our leader, Chase Elliott, will be pitting this time.
All right, so that'll be another one of the shoes to drop here. So that would mean Chase Elliott would give up the lead. Corey LaJoie would inherit that. And then next in line would be Chris Buescher. If it all cycles through like that, Chris Buescher, who's had the lead without the benefit of any caution, nobody's catching him.
LaJoie will have to pit as well. Buescher should eventually inherit the lead. So here's Chase Elliott working his way to turn 11. He does make it onto pit road. Let's see if Corey LaJoie will follow him. He does. Chris Buescher is going to retake the lead as Elliott slows down to 40 miles per hour. He gives up the lead to make his final pit stop. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
We already reported Chase Elliott doesn't need any adjustments to his car. It's going to be four tires. They pull a tear off. Crew chief Alan Gustafson reaching over for that right rear tire. He's always handing over the tire. And Chase Elliott is away after that Sunoco fuel.
So when all this is said and done, Chris Buescher is now being shown as the leader. Then it's Truex, Kyle Busch, Allmendinger, and McDowell. Let's let you know in about one more lap here the full leaderboard after everybody has a chance to cycle back around. Because, Mark, without the benefit of another caution, they may all be frozen in time. It's so hard to run somebody down from any real distance. I'm not saying it can't be done, because Truex is only a second and a half back. Kyle Busch, 4.3 seconds back. But that once you get back around 4 seconds back, it's hard to make up that kind of time.
Kyle Larson is currently running in the sixth position, Doug, 8.1 seconds back. He's got a very, very fast car. Michael McDowell has shown flashes as well. But as you talked about, it is going to take a while to get there. Martin Truex Jr., a little bit of trouble with John Hunter Nemechek as he worked his way through turn 10, lost some ground to Chris Buescher. The gap again, the delta there, 1.5 seconds. When they come by the next time, 25 laps to go in this race, we'll be able to set the running order for you. Everybody at this point has made their last scheduled pit stop. So Chris Buescher across the stripe. Martin Truex Jr. second, 1.8 seconds back. Kyle Busch is third across the stripe, 4.5 seconds back. A.J. Allmendinger, 5 seconds to the leader behind, is in fourth. Michael McDowell is fifth. Larson, 6.8 seconds, made up a lot of ground on that last lap. Seventh is Chastain. Todd Gilliland, eighth. Ninth is Brad Keselowski. Tyler Reddick has just moved back to 10th.
Christopher Bell rides 11th. Chase Elliott is 12th. 13th, Daniel Suarez. Eric Jones, 14th. 15th is Alex Bowman. He's 26 seconds back on our Napa leaderboard. Corey LaJoie is 16th. 17th is Ryan Blaney. Austin Cindric, 18th. 19th, Zane Smith. And 20th is Carson Hocevar.
Ryan Preece is 21st. 22nd, Daniel Hemric. 23rd, Bubba Wallace. Joey Logano, 24th. 25th is Kaz Grala. Harrison Burton, 26th. Noah Gregson is 27th. Then 28th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Josh Berry, 29th. 30th, Justin Haley.
One lap down is John Hunter Nemechek. William Byron is 32nd. He's also minus a lap. Minus two is going to be Will Brown. Chase Briscoe is out of the event, as well as Cam Waters, Austin Dillon, Ty Gibbs, and Denny Hamlin. That's our Napa leaderboard. When it comes to brakes, Napa Silent Guard brakes deliver the noise-reducing OE quality performance drivers demand. Available now at Napa, and that's only with 24 circuits left to go. We'll keep an eye on these differentials here. It's Chris Buescher with about a two-second advantage over Martin Truex Jr. As you pointed out, Mark, Truex had a bad lap there. He's kind of got hung up behind John Hunter Nemechek.
He's had a hard time, Doug, recovering from that. As we look at the deltas now as they go by, everything remaining fairly stable that last lap for Chris Buescher, who's looking, Doug, for his first road course win of his career, his first in 2024, as he was the runner-up at Phoenix, also the runner-up at Kansas, the closest finish in NASCAR history. And I guess you could also say that he woulda, coulda, shoulda won Darlington if not getting into that wreck with Tyler Reddick. So Chris Buescher has been knocking at the door this year, but has yet to break through to victory lane.
He's not been bad out here at Sonoma. In seven races, a couple of top fives, he's averaged a 14th place finish. So not unheard of him to run well here. By the way, our pit report is today brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Let's check in with one of them now, and Brett McMillan.
Ever since Kyle Larson went back out, Doug, he's been quizzing his team about how much fresher his tires are than the guys in front of him. And he keeps getting told, hey, you're 7 to 10 laps fresher than Michael McDowell, than the number 1 car, than the number 17 car. And so they're saying, look, you're faster. You're 2 seconds faster than the 17 car. Just be patient. You're going to be in good shape. You're going to get to the front. He's already back up to 5th, and he's now closing in on A.J. Allmendinger. So Kyle Larson's in pretty good shape as far as the team's concerned. Just keep it clean, be patient, and they feel like he's going to get to the front.
Kyle Larson, 3 wide in front of Brad Gilley.
Big battle coming off of turn number 4A. Kyle Larson was on the outside of A.J. Allmendinger and Michael McDowell. They sorted that out in turn number 7. Larson got around Allmendinger, now chasing McDowell through the S's.
And through the S's, here they come. It is going to be Kyle Larson working all over Michael McDowell. That's going to be a fight for the 5th spot. Let's see if Larson can pick off McDowell down in turn 11.
Both of them just passed the car of A.J. Allmendinger, diving into turn number 11 on the bottom of the racetrack. Kyle Larson draws even with Michael McDowell on the exit, easily bypasses him, and now he is just moving up, and he is flying.
Kyle Larson now is in 4th. They cross the stripe with 22 laps to go in this race. Larson, though, 7.9 seconds behind leader Chris Buescher.
Man on fire is Kyle Larson. By the way, up front, as the leaders go through turn 3A, Martin Truex Jr.'s cut just a bit into Buescher's lead. Now back to Larson. He's gotten past Michael McDowell, but has Kyle Busch far ahead as they climb over the hill.
Kyle Larson is a man on a mission with 22 to go. He's not sure if he's going to get that caution to catch up to Chris Buescher, who now is basically the distance of the short chute, about 940 feet behind. Kyle Larson now going through turn number 7. He'll head to the S's. That's where the leaders are as well.
Here is Buescher down through the S's into turn number 8, then 9 and 10. His lead over Truex now beginning to shrink. Larson now has a long ways to go before he catches up with third place Kyle Busch.
And you have to wonder about Kyle Larson. Yes, he has the freshest tires, but is he taking that advantage away from himself? How hard he's working to get around people. Off turn 11, Chris Buescher. Now his advantage over Martin Truex Jr. has shrunk dramatically to about 12 car lengths.
Here's the good news for Kyle Larson. He picked up 2 spots the last lap, but he dropped back 2 seconds behind race leader Chris Buescher as the leaders are back up to 2.
And that leader is Chris Buescher, who is the only driver in the top 7 right now to not have a Cup Series road course win, though he has 1 or 2 in the Xfinity Series. Martin Truex Jr. keeping him honest, though, it seems to have a better car. Car number 19 crests the hill out of 3. Buescher still the leader, of course.
Chris Buescher now hitting turn number 4A. They'll hit the short chute. Martin Truex Jr. does appear to be catching him. The question is, how hard is Chris Buescher pushing it right now? He knows he's going to have to save some tires. Kyle Larson has moved up into that 4th spot. Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., the only 2 cars between Larson and leader Chris Buescher.
Leader Chris Buescher down through turn 8 into turn 9. That's a slight right-hand turn here. Truex is within sight, but still about a second and a half back as they are into turn 10. It's the Ford of Chris Buescher leading the Toyota of Martin Truex Jr. Let's check in on pit road now and get our latest pit road update from Alan Cavana.
And the only concern on Chris Buescher's radio right now is the 19 of Martin Truex Jr. and where he is on the racetrack. They're telling Chris, hey, look, you have to improve your turn 11. That's the only place Truex is gaining on you during a lap. I'm telling Chris Buescher to really paint that white line, keep it as close to the white line as possible, and that's the only time that Truex is able to make up any ground.
The gap has been cut to 1.1 seconds between Chris Buescher, Martin Truex Jr. They're back on top of the course.
They are at turn number three right now. Truex sees the bait in front of him and is trying to run harder. He got more aggressively through both turns two and three, Brad Gilley. We've got to fight for the lead.
Now we're talking car lengths. It's about 8 car lengths difference between Chris Buescher and Martin Truex Jr. Heavy braking zone. They're going to drop it down to second gear as they go around this roundabout on the right-hander in turn number seven. Chris Buescher this time really smooth. He gets back to the gas quick, but Martin Truex Jr. chases him down the hill.
It's amazing that earlier in this race, Truex was spun out, came out onto the racetrack about a mile behind everybody. Now in the closing stages, he's fighting for the win. They're back in turn 10.
Martin Truex Jr. noted for his surgical precision behind the wheel here at Technical Sonoma Raceway, and he is evidencing that right now. Going into turn number 11, he cuts that gap by another 4 or 5 car lengths. He's just 4 car lengths back of race leader Chris Buescher.
Back to start-finish line this time. Chris Buescher knows that Truex is back there. We'll call it a half a dozen car lengths. Through the lazy left-hander, they'll head back up to the top of the hill.
These laps playing out similar to how Buescher, when he was leading Darlington, had to cough up the leader, got close to it at Sammy, Kansas. This time around, as they exit turn number two, it's Truex chasing Buescher. Buescher, who's trying to get his first win of the season, and so is Truex. Then the left-hander, then the right-hander out of turn 3A.
Chris Buescher not saving anything. Right now, it's all hope. That car length advantage that he has been reduced to about 6 car lengths in this section, and that's a big difference on the racetrack. Chris Buescher now hard on the brakes in turn number 7. Martin Truex Jr. as well. Great section of the race course for Martin Truex Jr. He continues to close as they head to the S's.
While all of that's going on, Kyle Larson has gained on Kyle Busch for the third spot. So that battle is tidying up there. As they go through turn 9, Busch is still the race leader. We'll call it 10 car lengths over Martin Truex Jr. Maybe 15 car lengths back to Kyle Busch, but he's got to worry now about Kyle Larson.
The drama continues to ratchet up. Battle for the lead, battle for third into turn 11. Chris Buescher, his advantage is stable this lap over Martin Truex Jr., but Kyle Larson, meanwhile, has caught Kyle Busch as they hustle off of turn 11.
Buescher now sees Truex in his rearview mirror. Kyle Busch, he looks back there, and man, looming large is Kyle Larson. Larson just 2 car lengths off his back bumper as they swing through the left-hand turn 1, head up to the right-hander in turn 2.
It's a battle of the Kyles for position 3, and Kyle Larson definitely in that fourth position has a better race car than Kyle Busch right now as he charges to turn 3. Gets on the gas first, exiting turn 3A. They are right next to each other, heading down the hill.
Battle for the lead, battle for that third spot. Right now, Chris Buescher has the lead. It's been reduced to 4 car lengths in turn number 7. Now the third spot, Kyle versus Kyle. Larson looks to the inside of Kyle Busch. Busch waves the white flag. He gives it up as they go through turn number 7.
So Kyle Larson now has moved up to third. At one point, he was better than 8 seconds behind. Last time, he had cut it to under 5. But does he have enough time? There's only going to be 17 laps to go the next time they come by the start-finish line here at Sonoma.
Fuel should not be an issue. However, tires may come into play. How hard have you had to run to either make position or maintain position? Off turn 11, the gap now 4 car lengths, first to second, Buescher and Truex.
17 laps to go. Kyle Busch dropped back to the 4th spot. Larson is third. Truex Jr. still rides second. Chris Buescher tenaciously hanging on to the lead.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore are thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest thee forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO, great service without all the drama.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Leaders come back to the start-finish line 16 laps after they cross the line. Chris Buescher continues to lead over Martin Truex Jr. We'll call it 6/10 of a second. From Sonoma, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts, so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
So we now know the story. Here at the end of the Toyota Save Mart 350 here at Sonoma Raceway, everybody has made their final stops. Chris Buescher, Martin Truex Jr. up front, Truex a half a second behind. They last pitted on lap 68. Larson waited until lap 81. His tires are 13 laps better. He's 3.8 seconds back. It appears, Doug Rice, it's among those three guys to decide this.
Without a caution, yes, it's definitely between Buescher, Martin Truex Jr., and Kyle Larson as they come back down through the S's. Chris Buescher has the lead, but this time you can see it. You don't need a stopwatch to let you know that Truex is reeling in the race leader through turn 9 into turn 10. Let's call it a half dozen car, well, three car lengths now for Buescher over Truex.
Truex gets through turn 10 better than Buescher. That enables him to close that gap. Buescher has not put a wheel wrong, but I think the guy behind him not only has more experience here, but he has a car that is able to challenge him. Buescher has had to run extremely hard. He still leads into turn 12.
Truex got in deeper to 11, but it cost him on the exit. Buescher maintains that 3-4 car length lead. Kyle Larson, meanwhile, has pulled to within 2.9 seconds of the leader. At one point, he was 8 seconds behind.
And it looks like Martin Truex Jr. exiting turn 2. Exits a totally different line, wide, while Buescher goes to his right. They get through 3 and 4. Truex deeper in each corner, hounding the leader, Chris Buescher, and Kyle Larson's loving that as he catches him.
Less than one car length. This could be his chance through turn number 4A. They go down the short chute. Chris Buescher on the gas, now hard on the brakes toward turn number 7. Still maintains a car length gap over Martin Truex Jr., while Kyle Larson continues to close in third.
Again, they make their way down through the S's. This with 13 and a half laps to go, we'll say, as they work their way back downhill. Again, Truex, great exit, turn number 9 as they head towards 10.
No doubt Truex's crew chief, James Small, is telling his driver, you got to get around Buescher because Kyle Larson is coming in a hurry. Into turn 11, very deep goes Truex, but Buescher holds him off momentarily. Let's see who gets the better exit. Last lap, it was Buescher. Pretty much dead even, but Larson is continuing to narrow the margin.
Truex is getting close enough to bite the mailman here as they slip across the start-finish line, but Buescher once again pulls out just a little bit more by an extra car length.
Yeah, that Bass Pro Shops car is hunting the big submarine in front of them. Chris Buescher now takes a more conservative inside line to turn number 3. Truex zigs when he zags. He's right behind him. They're still a car length apart. Buescher the leader. Kyle Larson still catching him.
Martin Truex Jr. is going to have to make a big move here. Turn number 4A. It's a right-hander. Chris Buescher still right in front of him, able to maintain the gap. Well, let's see. Martin Truex Jr. now tries to look to the inside of Chris Buescher in turn number 7. Buescher slams the door. He'll get out of turn number 7 ahead of Truex.
Truex is right there making Chris Buescher's life miserable. It's only going to be about 3 more laps, maybe not that much, before Kyle Larson makes this a 3-way battle for the lead. They're into 10. Buescher by 2 car links. It's car lengths back to Kyle Larson now. Let's call it 10 as he rides in third.
Nobody outbreaks Martin Truex Jr. getting into turn 11 through the years. I've seen it so many times, and he gets to the right rear quarter of Buescher's car. Buescher back on the throttle. Truex is right there. We've got a fight for the lead. 10 car lengths back is third place Larson.
Just 12 laps to go here at Sonoma Raceway. Buescher trying to hold off Martin Truex Jr. Kyle Larson trying to reel the lead duo in. Michael McDowell has taken over fourth from Kyle Busch. He gives chase as well.
A masterclass in road course racing in this top five, but the best battle is for the lead. The Toyota horsepower of Martin Truex Jr., he slips a little bit in turn three, allows Buescher to open up a car length and a half lead on him, and now Kyle Larson is almost only two car lengths back from Truex.
That's exactly what Chris Buescher needed, and it really does bring Kyle Larson into the picture. Chris Buescher now four car lengths ahead of Martin Truex Jr., five car lengths back from Martin Truex Jr. is Kyle Larson. We now have a three-car fight for the lead.
Kyle Larson is finally there, and it's an equal distance now between Buescher and Truex. Truex and Larson as they make their way through the S's, again swishing downhill through turn 9 back into 10.
We may have had a semi-ugly rash of cautions in the first two stages, but here in the closing laps of this race, three cars battling hard for the lead. The Ford of Chris Buescher, the Toyota of Martin Truex Jr., and the Chevrolet of Kyle Larson now are literally nose to tail charging off turn 11.
That was a good lap last time around for Chris Buescher. He's actually pulled away a couple of car lengths from Truex. Truex, though, has got to worry about Kyle Larson. He's four car lengths back in third.
Looking right out the windshield and up the hill into turn two, 130-foot elevation gain. Martin Truex Jr. trying to chase Chris Buescher. He looks to his outside, but still is a car length behind. He breaks later than him, and it dives into three. Quickly back in the gas. Maybe shifting once up the hill to gain some speed, but Buescher holds the lead. Larson right behind
him. Trouble off turn number 10. Daniel Hemric spins. He'll try to keep the car off the wall. He will. So far we stay green, but he's sitting sideways in the short straightaway. He'll get going and the green remains out.
Leaders now in turn number 7. They are bumper to bumper. Chris Buescher, Martin Truex Jr. and Kyle Larson.
As they again make their way through the S's, left, right, left. Again, they're tied together, nose to tail, sliding back down the hill. Buescher continuing to hold on, but how long can he do it?
I don't know about the rest of you who are listening to us, but this is way too much fun to be watching this afternoon. Nobody able to get around anybody else. Chris Buescher with a potential victory at hand, perhaps. Truex charges to his back bumper in turn 11, entering it, but will lose a couple of car lengths on exit.
100 laps down, a scant 10 laps left to go here at Sonoma. It's Buescher, Truex, and Larson. They're all separated by four car lengths. They climb the hill back to two.
They are salivating, hoping to drink the wine out of the goblet here in just a few laps, at 10 laps in fact, as Buescher slips a little bit exiting turn two. Martin Truex Jr. gets on the gas faster than him, but they're still a car length apart. And Kyle Larson, only two lengths per car then. One, two, three. Down the hill, out of three.
In the middle of this, Martin Truex Jr. is having to play both offense and defense. He wants to get around Chris Buescher, but he also has to look in his rearview mirror. Buescher, a car length in front of Martin Truex Jr. Kyle Larson slipped up a bit. He lost a little bit of ground. He'll try and gain it back now in the S's.
Down through the S's, they slide. Positions do not change. Chris Buescher, two car lengths over Truex, two and a half car lengths back to Kyle Larson in third. They all run the identical line through turn 9 into turn 10. They swing it out a little wide, then cut that turn as they head back down to the hairpin at turn 11.
Three drivers who all have reputations of being hard racers but clean racers going at it. It might take a little bit of ugly to get a win for either one of Truex, and Truex is dead even with Buescher coming off turn 11. They're side by side down the front stretch.
Truex got to the inside of Buescher in turn 11. They're now side by side in turn 1. Buescher on the outside of that turn, and now Truex on the outside. Inside now, turn number 2 is Truex.
Kyle Larson is loving this because Truex goes to the lead. Buescher slips, exiting 2. Larson's going to get past Buescher. New leader, Martin Truex Jr. in turn number 3. Larson second, Buescher heartbroken to third, but he's not done yet.
Now what Martin Truex Jr. needs is to try and pull away from Kyle Larson. The tough thing is, Larson was able to get around Buescher as well. Larson goes way to the inside of turn number 4. He drives to the inside of Martin Truex Jr. The crowd is on their feet here at Sonoma. The hometown driver back back in the lead out of turn number seven.
They make contact as they get into the S's, but Larson gets the lead for the second time this afternoon. He does it with nine laps to go in this race. Can Truex overtake him again? Larson's tires 13 laps better.
Kyle, Larson's tires are newer. However, they may have had a little more wear because he had to make a number of passes to get to the race lead. How much is left for either of these drivers? He is the race leader, meaning Larson, but he is not clear of Truex's pressure yet, because Martin is just a couple of car lengths back.
Eight laps left to go. It's Kyle Larson, then Chris Buescher in that order. Kyle Larson, Martin Truex Jr., Chris Buescher back in third with eight remaining.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See totalbyverizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
Just about seven and a half laps left to go. Kyle Larson leads Martin Truex Jr., Chris Buescher, and Michael McDowell. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
PRN will now take you commercial-free to the checkered flag, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Six laps to go. Leader Kyle Larson is up there in turn four.
He's at turn three right now. In fact, as he's on the brakes and back on the gas, he's opened up about a 4-car length lead over Truex, about a 6-length distance back to Chris Buescher at third, and Michael McDowell's joined that top four conversation, Brad Gilley.
Truex was trying to keep Kyle Larson honest, but Larson is now starting to pull away. I think that best battle that might start to shape up could be the one for third. Michael McDowell's got a very fast race car as he chases Chris Buescher now through turn number seven.
As they work their way down through the S's, again, Kyle Larson in control. Michael McDowell, a very fast car late in this race. He's trying to track down Chris Buescher for third. It might be too little, too late for Michael McDowell, but it looks like he'll at least get a top five.
You know, the three behind Larson are hoping either A, that there's a caution flag late, or B, he makes a mistake. I don't think either is a likelihood, but always a possibility. Off turn number 11, Kyle Larson's advantage over Martin Truex Jr. is 10 car lengths as the two of them have separated themselves from Chris Buescher.
Five laps remaining here at Sonoma. It's Larson, then Truex. It's Michael McDowell right now trying to fight his way to third and get a podium finish here at Sonoma.
And a big comeback for McDowell, who had a crash earlier in the race, lost a bunch of track position, as he's really catching up to his fellow Ford and Buescher for third. They're going to work into turn number three right now. McDowell just hunting him down, driving more aggressively as out front, Kyle Larson still pulling away.
As they crest the highest point of the racetrack and start their way downhill, Kyle Larson Larson, four car lengths over Martin Truex Jr. About seven car lengths back to Chris Buescher, but right on Buescher's back bumper, Michael McDowell. He's not going to have enough room this time through turn number seven to make a move, but he certainly gained a lot of ground.
They weave down through the S's. You can't make any assumptions. One slip by Kyle Larson, and Truex will be ready there to pounce as they come out of 8A and into turn nine. Larson by about 10 car lengths. It's about 20 car lengths back to third place running Chris Buescher, and then maybe four back to fourth place running, but hard charging Michael McDowell in fourth.
And he's just a couple of car lengths back of Buescher as they charge off turn number 10. Truex deeply into turn number 11. He's able on entrance to gain a little bit of ground, but he gives it back up on the exit from the corner.
Michael McDowell gets inside of Chris Buescher, turn 11. He'll take over the third spot. Again, the leader is Kyle Larson by 7/10 of a second over Martin Truex Jr., 3 seconds over new third-place man Michael McDowell.
I am wondering if Martin Truex Jr. cooled his car down just a little bit to recoil for another lead attack, because now, suddenly, they're just four car lengths apart through turns 3 at 3A. Truex driving more aggressively than Larson, trying to chase him down.
Martin Truex Jr. pulling everything he can out of that tackle box to try and chase Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson goes just a little bit wide in turn number 4. Does not slow him down one bit. Larson now through the roundabout in turn number 7. He'll go smoothly into the S's.
As they work their way back downhill, time is running out. The next time by the start-finish line, 3 to go. Here's Larson safely through the S's. Truex again trying to chase him down with a big gap over third place, Michael McDowell.
In situations like this, we often use the term managing the gap for the race leader, and that appears to be what Kyle Larson is doing. His advantage is they charge into turn number 11, about 8 car lengths, it shrinks to 4 as he gets to the entrance to the turn. On exit, however, it'll stretch back out to around 8 car lengths.
3 laps when they cross the stripe this time. 3 laps for Kyle Larson to maybe get his second win here at Sonoma, but I'll say this, Doug Turnbull, Truex is not letting him scoot away.
Nor should he. He is winless this season, is Martin Truex Jr., and any win is important. Kyle Larson, it pulls him about 3 car lengths, exiting turn number 2. As Truex just gave up some time. He slipped exiting the corner there in this precious finesse zone of the racetrack. Truex Jr. just let Larson get a little further ahead.
Kyle Larson's hometown fans here at Sonoma Raceway can feel the anticipation as the laps wind down. Larson, all he has to do now is hold smooth laps, starting to pull away more from Martin Truex Jr. Wraps it around turn number 7, makes another left-hander as he continues down the course.
Sliding back down through the S's one more time. Kyle Larson, equal distance that he was last time by. We'll call it about 8 car lengths over Martin Truex Jr. It's a good ways back to third place running. Michael McDowell, think he's going to have to be satisfied with this one. It'll take a mistake on Larson's part, but Truex still trying to apply the heat into 11.
For Martin Truex Jr., Sonoma is either win or lose. He considers second place a loss to himself, but he has had a great afternoon battling back from a spin which took him to the back of the pack, and he's losing more and more ground to the race leader.
Larson across the stripe, 2 laps to go. Battle heating up now for 5th. Kyle Busch has it. Chastain has caught him. We'll keep an eye on that as we keep an eye on the leaders as well.
The leader, Kyle Larson, is at turn 2 while the Busch and Chastain battles just back at turn number 1 as Larson seems to be taking care of his stuff, and Truex has fallen far behind from that. Now picking up that 5th place battle as Kyle Busch makes a conservative exit of turn 2. Ross Chastain wiggled his car around Brad Gilley. They're in turn 3 right now. That's the fiercest battle inside the top 5. It's Busch and then Chastain for 5th.
Watching that battle for 5th now shape up as they head to turn number 4. Ross Chastain outbreaks Kyle Busch in turn number 4. He gains a little bit of ground. Still about 3 car lengths off the back bumper in turn number 7. Again, Kyle Busch blocks low this time. Chastain tries to outbreak him, and that chase continues.
That battle happening, though, 8 seconds behind leader Kyle Larson, who's begun to stretch away from Martin Truex Jr. The leaders are back in 10.
Kyle Larson now, he'll go from fourth to third down into second gear. Routine at this juncture in the race as he dives into turn number 11. 10 car lengths back as Martin Truex Jr. 15 more back to McDowell. Another 8 back to Chris Buescher. And the fight continues for 5th between Kyle Busch and Ross Chastain.
A white flag waves over the Valvoline Chevrolet as it heads up to turn 2.
It does. Climb the hill. Kyle Larson is trying to score another win this season. tiptoes through the corner there, turn two, best as he can, with a safe advantage over second place Martin Truex Jr. And then it's another 9-10 Carlings back to third place Michael McDowell with victory in his sights. Kyle Larson crests the hill one more time at turn 3A.
Kyle Larson can be smooth the rest of the way. It's about 20 car lengths back to second place running Martin Truex Jr. Larson, you see him not even pushing through this part of the track. The crowd is on their feet as they watch Larson come by them in turn 7 for the final time.
All the Indy waiver drama, a distant memory now for Kyle Larson as he slides down through the S's for the final time here today. Into turn 9, Larson with a 15 car length advantage over Martin Truex Jr. He heads to turn 10 for the last time and dangerous turn 11.
Fighting, challenging track position for much of the afternoon. Larson again proving what a generational talent he is as he makes his way to turn 11.
So Kyle Larson now safely through turn 11 with the crowd on its feet here at the start-finish line. The hometown hero, the home state hero, Kyle Larson has done it again at Sonoma. He wins for the second time on this California road course as he beats Michael McDowell to the start-finish line. And then Martin Truex Jr. has fallen back.
He's out on the course. I think he might be out of gas or his car might be broken. He's not gotten back to the start finish line yet.
And Kyle Busch has spun as well. Truex car now slowly creeping along here the front straightaway. Not sure he's going to make the start finish line. And indeed, he is not going to make it as his car stops about 200 yards shy of that start finish line. But Kyle Larson has won it today. Again, win number 2 here at Sonoma, win number 3 in 2024.
And the checkered and the yellow flag have waved now, so the race will technically end here under the yellow flag, and Martin Truex Jr. is going to go from being a runner-up to possibly around 33rd place finisher.
Also, Kyle Busch falling way down the leaderboard as well on that last lap. He got off the racetrack, got back on, but he barely creeped across the start-finish line, and what a deal it is for Martin Truex Jr. He's trying to bump the car using his battery, I guess, and starter to try to get it to at least the start-finish line so he wouldn't have a DNF.
It looks like he's going to be the last car running here on the lead lap. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
Yeah, he definitely ran out of gas. Martin Truex Jr., very disappointed because he is just 50 yards, 75 yards short of that line, and he said, "Why didn't you tell me to save fuel at the end?"
And guess what? There's some safety crews behind him, but they can't touch the car. He's trying to, again, bump it across the start-finish line. And the crowd here is cheering it on here at Sonoma.
This is painful to watch for Martin Truex Jr. creeping along at maybe a mile per hour right now, trying to get back to the start-finish line. You're right, Mark. His finish cannot be aided. And now you can hear the crowd actually chanting, "Go, go, go," for Martin Truex Jr. Maybe the slowest car ever to get back to the start-finish line.
And the biggest cheers ever, he's made it. He's going to finish 27th, Martin Truex Jr. Wow. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Sonoma, talk to the winner, talk to the top finishers in the Toyota Save Mart 350.
Madame Giselle senses something big coming.
Is it a career change?
Everything looks wet.
I'm going to be a swim teacher.
There's a roof.
A swim teacher who also does roofing.
No, no, the roof of your RV has a leak and it's ruining the furniture.
Oh, that's okay. I'm covered by Progressive. But maybe I'm a swim teaching roofer who makes furniture.
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Roof Protection Plus and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roof Protection Plus available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Eliminate carbon and varnish deposits with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up. A clean fuel system can increase performance and fuel economy. Right now, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for just $9 and get 2 times O Rewards points. In-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I guess it's poignant now that we talk about that Sunoco, from fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do. Not quite enough there for Sunoco for Martin Truex Jr. as he goes from 2nd to 27th on the last lap. We'll be back with the winner interviews and a lot more. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back here at Sonoma Raceway, where Kyle Larson is your winner here at Sonoma. And we are now going to take you through our second through fifth place finishers, starting off with Ross Chastain coming home fifth today. Ross, a very fast race car. Describe the racing overall today here at Sonoma.
Confusing. not sure how the 5-1 or I got back to fifth. I don't know how the lap times worked out. I didn't feel very good on the second or third set of tires for a while, and it worked out somehow to get back up here. I do have to apologize to the 8. Something happened to him going into 4A, and I popped out to not hit him and locked up and ran over him. So, I'm super proud of the effort, though. It's so good to be in a fast race car. And I'm in them most weeks, but to be able to put it together and finish fifth is really, really rewarding.
All right, thank you. That's Ross Chastain, who called it a confusing race finish. Now let's head over to Victory Lane with Brett McMillan.
Hey, Kyle Larson, out of the car, you and I were just talking. How concerned were you wouldn't be able to catch those guys over that final 30-lap run?
Yeah, I was definitely concerned. You know, I knew I'd be faster for, you know, a good chunk of time, but then I thought, you know, once our tires came up to temperature, I didn't know if I would have enough. So we had just enough. You know, it was definitely starting to even out there, but, that was a great strategy move by Cliff and the team, and really allowed us to be on offense there that whole last stage. So proud of them, proud of the effort, proud of the race car, you know, and their preparation there, because it was really, really fast, and had a lot of fun today. Once we got going, you know, I could kind of carve through traffic pretty well. I felt pretty good in the braking zones. It made for a fun day here at home.
How does it feel to have two wins now on your resume here at Sonoma?
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's I look up to Jeff Gordon, you know, and he grew up just around the corner from here. I only was, you know, an hour and a half from here, and for me to be winning races here at Sonoma, you know, hopefully catch up to him someday here, it'd be fun. So again, just thank you to Hendrick Motorsports, HendrickCars.com, Valvoline especially. We've got a really good track record with them on the cars, so always gives us more confidence to see this red on the 5.
I'm sure if anybody could catch his record, Jeff Gordon would be happy to have you.
Yeah, I hope so. But, again, thank you everybody back at Hendrick and in the engine shop, everybody. It's a pretty damn awesome day.
That's Kyle Larson, your winner. Third win of the year for Kyle Larson.
Great job there in Victory Lane by Brett McMillan. And now a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com. Let's go back down to Alan Cavana.
A strategy-filled day, and Chase Elliott gets a top five out of it. What did you think of those divergent strategies? Every team kind of on a different lap, fuel at the end, and how it all played out?
Yeah, it was normal. Yeah, normal road course race. But I felt like we were on the right strategy. Just I lost too much time there early in the race, fell back a few rows, and felt like our group that we were racing against right there was probably going to be who we were racing for the win. And fell behind there early, lost a couple rows, and just never could get it back. I'm not sure I had the pace Kyle had anyway, but thought we were a solid top, you know, 3-5 car, and that's where we finished. So try again next week.
That's what he brought it home with, Chase Elliott in the top five.
All right, thanks a lot there, Alan Cavana. In the background, you hear the burnout from Kyle Larson. Back over to Wendy.
Michael McDowell comes home second today. Fantastic finish. Overcame a lot of adversity, Michael. And Ross Chastain just described it as a confusing race from the cockpit. How did you take it away from your perspective?
Yeah, there was a lot of strategies going on, so it's hard to know how you were going to shake out and where you were going to end up. But, you know, really our race kind of came off the rails when we got caught up in that accident in the S's back there. And the crash was already sort of happening, and I got pushed into it. And unfortunately, we got a little damage and had to come back down pit road. And that just put us behind. I really feel like we had one of the best, you know, Love's Travel Stop Ford Mustangs. I think we had a shot at contending there. We just didn't go our way. So unfortunate to come home second, but thankful at the same time.
All right, that's Michael McDowell with a second-place finish here at Sonoma Raceway.
All right.
Ellen.
Chris Buescher. Chris, your team was on a strategy. Ultimately, it put you on the defense, but what was it like that entire run, leading those laps and trying to fend off and get the best finish possible?
Yeah, it was a really strong day. I'm proud of everybody on this BuildSubmarines.com Ford Mustang. That was it's a good one. To be close, to be in the hunt. Yeah, just needed to hang on a little bit better in the long run. And, I'm going to go back and study, see if it just went too hard at the beginning and used stuff up a little bit too much. But ultimately, it's kind of a tough weekend until today. So if you'd have told us we'd have been able to gather some stage points and a playoff point and be in this position right now, we'd have been pretty happy. And so I guess knowing that, I should be happy right now. It just, to be close, obviously we're going to need a little bit more there coming to the finish line. But proud of everybody. We had a big group from Build Subs out here, and just glad to do good for them again. This somehow or another, this paint scheme keeps coming through for us, and just always a top five. We just need a little bit more.
He's going to want that paint scheme every week, guys. Chris Buescher with the top five.
Quick glance at the playoff points. Kyle Busch is in 17th, minus 13 back, minus 16 back. Joey Logano didn't really help their causes today. We'll take our last break and come back and wrap it up here from Sonoma.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO, great service without all the...
All the drama. All right, let's give you the final full field run.